You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There has been, to be sure, no shortage of regulatory complaints against Facebook over the years. This one, though, feels different, feels bigger somehow. The Federal Trade Commission and no less than 46 states of this union have brought antitrust complaints against the social media behemoth, saying it has unfairly bought or killed off all of its competition and in the process built what amounts to an illegal monopoly. And here's the big deal, really, demanding they are, I guess I'm Yoda today, demanding that the company be split up. Marketplace tech host Molly Wood is here to make us smart. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai.
Yeah, I don't know where that Yoda thing came from. Anyway.
Or should I say Yoda?
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. So look, this breakup thing, the sought after relief, that's the hammer. That's a big deal.
That is a really big deal. That is, I mean, as you alluded to at the beginning of the program, a lot of people still don't even know that Facebook owns Instagram and WhatsApp. They're very technically intertwined, in some cases, perhaps on purpose. And it's really unusual to demand a breakup. That is the hardest possible remedy, which, you know, the U.S. government doesn't usually seek. I mean, I think it is fair to say we have not seen a demand that big since the Microsoft case in the 90s.
Yeah. Facebook, of course, not going gently into that good night. What are they saying?
Facebook is calling this, quote, revisionist history. Because, as the company points out, the FTC approved both of those acquisitions of Instagram for $1 billion and WhatsApp for $19 billion. But that said, Facebook is, I am certain, deeply worried about this. We know that Mark Zuckerberg has been recorded saying that a breakup, and in fact, attempts to force a breakup by the government, are an existential threat to Facebook. It's made moves to, as I mentioned, more closely intertwine these products, making it harder technologically to break them up.
Yeah.
This is not going to happen quickly, obviously. Right. It's going to be a long and expensive fight. Facebook's made it clear that that's the case, but it's still a big problem. It's a big distraction, especially as the discovery period forces us to find out more, allows us to find out more about Facebook's business practices. And then, of course, there's scrutiny in Europe, too.
If I'm another tech company, am I worried that this is some kind of trend now?
I think so, because you also recently had a Department of Justice lawsuit filed against Google on antitrust and anti-competitive grounds. And if it signals specifically a direction around anti-competitive behavior and, you know, acquiring or killing competition, I definitely think that Apple is probably also having some thoughts. Some thoughts may be occurring at Apple today.
Paging Tim Cook to the microphone. Molly Wood is the host of Marketplace Tech, also a podcast we do together called Make Me Smart. Thank you, Molly.
Thanks, Kai.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.